Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the new show from the British Tech Network. It's Monday the 7th of May 2012. All the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, the first bit of news, in inverted commas, is not actually technology news. It's just that one of our listeners, Paul Beattie, is cycling from Land's End to John O'Groats in the next couple of weeks, and he's raising money for the Cotswold Care Hospice. If you've got any spare time or any spare cash, then please get yourself along to britishtechnetwork.com and click on the banner that's at the top and give Paul Beattie all the cash that you can towards a fantastic hospice service down in the Cotswolds. Well done, Paul. Keep going, mate. We're right there. They're with you, but only in spirit, mate. Sainsbury's has added MP3s to its shopping list. It's got a brand new download store. MP3s start at 89 pence for singles if you want them, so it's 10p more than iTunes already, which is a bit of a bad start. And albums go from $6.99. There'll be a deal of the week as well each time, and that'll be $4.99. The first thing that pops into my mind is the fact that this isn't what Sainsbury's do particularly well, and there's no support structure behind it, I bet, that's anywhere near what it's like for iTunes. And it's 10p more. Vote with your feet, people. And while we're on the subject of long journeys, the world's first solar-powered boat pulled back into Monaco Harbour this weekend. It set off 19 months ago and did a 37,286-mile round trip of the globe. It's the first time it's ever been done. There's four Guinness World Records gone begging, and they've no idea what to do with it now, because you can't lie on the deck because the deck's all solar panels. Bit hot. I was going to cover the additional jury time that's been given in the Oracle versus Google trial, but it's just too boring and confusing, which is why the jury have been given extra time. Now, if you're a gamer, we've got a brand new gaming podcast. Give it a listen, see what you think. You'll have to get on the website at the moment because iTunes have rejected the feed for no good reason, but we're working on it. But this weekend, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 absolutely smashed all pre-order records. It did more on first day sales than the original Modern Warfare 3. It's a 30% increase on the biggest launch ever. Wow, that's a lot. And Microsoft is going to launch a $99 subscription-based Xbox 360. You'll have a 2-year contract with them and a warranty that comes as part of the deal, but you'll get a 4GB Xbox 360 along with a Kinect sensor and 2 years of Xbox Live Gold membership for $99. That sounds pretty good, actually. I'd do it. That'd be good for Ellis. Samsung has released the NX210, which is a Micro Four Thirds camera, which looks rather nice, and they think it's very, very good. In fact, they think it's so good, they're going to be the leaders in the CSC market going forwards. They've got a new one out that's got a 20.3 megapixel sensor and integrated Wi-Fi. Well done, chaps, huzzah. And they reckon they're going to be tops. And I've never used a Samsung camera, so I need to go and have a play, I think. Adobe Creative Suite 6 is out now. Creative Cloud is going to start on May the 11th, so only 4 days left to wait there, and you can go and get it. The collection is going to cost you $2,599. $1,899 get you production premium, which includes design and web premium. And if you're not a student, I don't know why you'd buy Adobe. On the other hand, go and have a look at GIMP 2.8, because that now comes in a single window and has done for a little while, and it's a very, very powerful tool for editing photos and doing drawings and all that kind of stuff. If you've got a tablet, it works really, really well, and it's free. Yes, you heard me right, it's free, and it'd be cheap at twice the price. Now, in the world of Ultrabooks, there's an awful lot of little computers out there that look very much like the MacBook Pro, but do very, very well as far as being light and powerful. There's been a new one come out. It's not particularly ultra, though. It's 18 inches with a 1080p display from Acer called the Aspire Ethos AS8951G-9630. Snappy title, chaps. It's done really, really well in a lot of the reviews that I've read on it, and it's got some rather innovative features, including a little touchpad that all you have to do is pop it out of the slot and you can have it like a little magic touchpad on the side. It does multi-touch gestures, and then you slot it back in again when you want to use it like a normal laptop. Not bad, not bad. Price, $1,500, so it's not the cheapest. What's also not the cheapest is the Aerial Atom Simulator. This is a thing that you sit in and you simulate a driving game with the Aerial Atom car in it, and it's got a 180-degree projected screen that's perfectly continuous. There's no joins in it. It's like you're in the real thing driving along. It looks gorgeous. It's fantastic. I want one, but there's a surprise. And it's £11,000. Wow, that's $18,000 if you're doing the maths on it. You also need a computer that can run Windows XP in order to use it. Maybe I don't want it then. Have you ever thought how hard it is to move your files from MacBook to phone and back again? Well, someone's come up with a fantastic concept, and I'm sure this is doable. They've come out with an idea that all you have to do is hold your phone next to your MacBook and a little circle appears, and you can drag files into the circle and it'll two-way swap between the two. What a great idea that is. Someone's got to make this. They really have got to make this. And finally, you knew it was bound to happen sometime. Someone has created a 32-inch laser saber. Yes, the Star Wars lightsaber is real. You take a military-grade laser that costs you around $100 and you stick it into a handle that's pre-built for it that costs about $400, and you instantly have a 32-inch lightsaber that goes all the way down a plastic tube. It's still going down a plastic tube. It's not the real thing. Does it actually cut anything? No, it doesn't. I'm sorry. It's not the real thing. And the real problem is, instead of just looking reasonably cool with it, anyone who wants to look at you using it has got to wear a special pair of glasses. So you're not going to see this on Cirque du Soleil anytime soon. I'll reserve judgment. If you've got a story and aren't also listening, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com and we'll put it in the show. If you want to follow us, go to the website at britishtechnetwork.com. And if you want to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, go to British Tech News. We'll be back again on Wednesday with a roundup of all of the technology news in the intervening period. I hope you have a good bank holiday Monday if you're taking some time off. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.